is Pastor Jeff Chavis. I'm the pastor of Church Online. We're an online community of faith that you could find at churchonline.com, but we spell that a little different. We spell it C-H-R-C-H because we say all that's missing is you. If you've been around for a little while, you know that I love the songs of Christmas, especially the really, really old songs of Christmas. And today I want to tell you the story about what is considered to be the oldest Christmas song that we still sing today. This song goes all the way back to the 800s. Some experts would say it even goes back before the 800s, sometime in the 700s. And it was, of course, originally in Latin and translated to us in English. And it's that song, O Come, Emmanuel. I'm sure you're familiar with this, but the song goes, O Come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. Such an incredibly beautiful song. And if you read all of the verses, and there's actually seven, and there is this tradition where each of the verses was sung in church on each of the 7 days preceding Christmas, but it's considered to be just such a masterpiece telling the story of the birth of Christ. And as we are in this season that some refer to as Advent, that time when we are preparing for his coming, come, come, Emmanuel. And how do we get the song? Well, the song, no one knows exactly who wrote it. It's way too early for that. But we know who translated it. We have it in our language today because of an individual whose name was John Mason Neal, who was born in 1818. He was an Anglican priest. He could write and speak more than 20 different languages. He was sent by his church to a little island called Madeira off of the northwest coast of Africa. As he was there looking in churches, studying old documents, he came across this Latin chant and he translated it into English. Now, originally in those 1800 days, it was draw nigh, Emmanuel. And those lyrics were published in the 1850s. Within about 25, 30 years, it was taken down to about 5 verses that we have today and changed to O Come, Emmanuel. It grew in popularity first in Europe and then through America. Is accepted by almost every denomination in the world, but it has these names of Jesus, these titles for Jesus. Of course, that big one, Emmanuel, O Come, Emmanuel, from Matthew 1, verse 23, Behold, the virgin shall be with child and bear a son, and you should call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. And of course, Matthew quoting from Isaiah chapter 7. But that word, Emmanuel, that is such a deep and important word to our understanding of what it means that Jesus has come into the world. This time of the year when we maybe get distracted so much from the wonder and awe that is the birth of our Savior, remember that one word, God with us. We should never lose sight of the importance of how significant that word and that concept is to us. The idea that God, the one who spoke and everything came into being, the one who holds it all together, the one who sees all and knows all, the one who answers our prayers, God, the God of the universe, came down in human form in that dirty manger to be born of a woman. It's such an amazing thought. And then this song gives us that idea to ransom captive Israel, to set the captives free. And you think, well, at that moment in time, they were captives to the Roman Empire. And many people thought that that's why Jesus had come, is to set them free from Roman oppression. But that wasn't it at all. It was to set us all free from our sins. And if you study the song, there's more titles and names to Jesus. One of them, it says, O wisdom from on high. O come, O wisdom from on high. Another one, great Lord of might, the branch of Jesse's stem. And then one of my personal favorites, come thou day spring. And you hear that word and you go, day spring. That's not a word we use. It's actually found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 76 through 79, specifically verse 78. But I want to read this whole section. Luke chapter 1, verse 76. And you child shall be called the prophet of the highest. You will go before the face of the Lord and prepare his ways. Now, this is the song of Zechariah singing about his son, John the Baptist. And he says, you're going to prepare the way for the Lord. Verse 77, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. That's that setting the captives free. That's ransoming captive Israel by the remission of their sins. Then verse 78 is where we hear this. Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet in the way of peace. Oh, I love those words. I love the description of Jesus, the Messiah, in that way. But the idea, the day spring, the bright and morning star, the idea that he gives light to those who are in darkness, then the song starts to make a lot more sense, to ransom captive Israel. And that is ultimately what this day, as we are approaching this day when we remember the birth of our Savior, we remember all the things that he came to do. And this is just one of them, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death. It's so amazing. And again, if you read the whole lyrics of that song, and if you could find all seven verses, it does exist online, but if you could find all of the verses, you just see such a great story and picture of Jesus and who he is and the wonder and awe of this moment that God is with us. Jesus, this little baby set in a manger, born in a place that is not like we expect for a king to be born, not like we expect for the Messiah of Israel to be born, not what we expect for the one who's going to give light to the world, born in a dark manger, dark setting that we think of. And it just reminds us how incredibly amazing the story really is. The one who spoke and created it all, said, let there be light, created it all. And yet he's the one being born that day. Again, it's just hard to wrap our minds around, but it's important during this time of year as we move our way into this season and we hear these songs. When you hear this one, be reminded of that. Just the awe and wonder, just the incredible picture of Jesus being born the way he was, and then ultimately destined to be the one who would ransom captive Israel. In verse 77 again, to give knowledge of salvation to his people by the remission of their sins. That's ultimately what it's about. Just want to share those thoughts with you, just encourage you, just this incredible picture of our Lord. Just give you a picture of what salvation is and what is the real meaning of the season, of course.